What up?
Women, weed, and weather. What? Wine, whiskey, whatever. We drink beer and smoke the cheddar. Yo, Wisconsin doesn't matter. What up?
What up? I'm Kyle. That's Dan. The show's called High and Inside because we are, and we bring that heat. What up, D? How we doing today?
I'm great. You know how, like, when not that I'm a hoarder or anybody's a hoarder, but the people that lived at our place before were kind of hoarders. So we have a shed that they didn't clean out very well, and I've taken stuff out of there.
Dead cats.
No, dead bodies. Human.
The dead cats under the tree.
Aunt Carol.
Next to the shed. But the park had disposal day today. Basically, anything and everything that you could possibly put out, they would pick up and
Did
take.
You just drag the whole shed out there?
Dude, the shed's actually really nice. Oh. Like, I mean, the things, it's not like aluminum. It's like it's a studded out, you know, plywood roofed. It's a nice shed. It's probably like.
You're going to let the roommate have the house then? And you're just going to move into the shed?
Maybe, but.
With Walter?
So we got to throw basically everything that these people had away. And they were, once you started digging a little bit deeper into the layers and stuff, they were some interesting people.
How many DVDs of porn did you find? Oh, shit.
Not a one that I didn't inherit.
I feel like whenever you and your wife decide to clean something out, you find about 800 hours worth of porn on DVD.
But what I found out on the Purge weekend, basically, this is like move-out weekend at UW.
Oh,
so
really?
People come from everywhere with pickup trucks and shit to go through stuff, and... So
people are throwing shit away. They're like, not that t-shirt, goddamn. Winston Cup 83.
I mean, I threw out a fucking like a pressurized, like an air cylinder. You know what I mean? That you can fill up with your air cylinder, a portable air cylinder, you know, and then it just runs out and it runs out. I didn't know if it held whatever. So, you know, I put that out there, but I did the shit. I have aircraft cable for the dog, so I chained it up. They had no idea. They took off on their bike, you know, like in the video. No, they didn't do that. But I did make getting stuff challenging for them, you know. Can't make it easy. There were people all over
Word
the place.
Word scrambles.
So clues to finding it.
The more expensive the item, the more letters there are in the word.
So we had a box spring in the shed that was from these people. And
did you put it to use?
No.
That could have been the start of your backyard wrestling promotion.
You and the Velcro Kid.
Yeah, dude, just like South Park. Tag team. There is no wrestling, just drama.
So I dragged this box spring out, dude, and I set it next to the shed, and I'm cleaning other stuff out before I pulled it all the way to the front, and I have Walter and Annie out there with me, and old Walter, the piss bomb himself, comes by and pisses on one corner of it, kind of like, you know, like three legs it down to the middle, and then shakes it off at the end, dude. He pissed all the way down this mattress. I'm like, all right, I'm going to drag that out there now. I drag it out there. I see some lady fucking with a twin mattress, not the box spring. She's looking for a fucking
box.
She's
spring.
Looking for a box spring. She threw it on the top of her car, and I'm like, that had dog piss everywhere on it. Like, score for Walter.
She threw it on top of the car, but the car didn't have a motor. It was pulled by four dogs.
I did see a woman this morning. I had some shit to do pretty early, and she had a. This has got to be a horrible idea, because just knowing how cats and other animals are around things were owned previously by other animals.
Yeah.
She had, so you know, the bike carriers for kids, you know, like the little tent looking things that you can take kids along with behind you, you know.
Oh, like a buggy.
Yeah, like a little buggy thing. She had one of those, and she's toting a used cat carrier to her place. This is the woman that has the 3-inch branch that is through her roof that's been there since we moved in.
Well, she's got pet cats and squirrels.
I'm thinking so.
It's not one of those on-purpose ones that was like on Alpine Road there when you're going up by the Schnucks?
No, she doesn't have a key hidden under it or anything like that. It's not like a...
Yeah. It started going under the roof, and she's like, you know what, just leave it.
There were Christmas balls and lights on it with a star.
Got my Christmas tree all year round.
It's you could start putting stuff out after 5 o'clock yesterday, and I mean people were, it was just insane. And the roommate wanted to, she's like, I want to go ride around. And I'm like, ride around. Go fucking ride around. I don't do whatever the fuck you
got
want.
A big wheel or something.
No, she made Dan ride that bike, and she sat in the buggy behind. Oh.
That would be awesome.
Just videotaping people. Ugh.
You should just put a GoPro on and walk the park.
I'll put a GoPro and an AirTag on Walter. And then, you know, I'll just be able to track him.
Yeah, him and Colin. We should do that. We could have a couple reality shows.
We could just have Colin follow Walter around all day. Like, just, where are we going, bud?
Anytime Colin goes to buy beer from, like, Woodman's, they just give him an AirTag. Like, here you go. You know you got to have it. Put it in your wallet.
Fistful of edibles, a six-pack of beer, the Colin experience.
And you have to finish it in an hour.
And jerk off three times.
Violently.
It's like a Buffalo Wild Wings challenge type shit or whatever, dude. You have to violently masturbate. Drink 3/4 of a bottle of champagne, 12 edibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest in the basement back for, I don't know, third time, fourth time? How many times you been here?
Well, he lives here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've stumbled down the stairs, I think, four times.
Pokes his head around the corner from time to time.
He doesn't have to come down every time.
You know him. We love him because he lets us use his basement. Trevor Williams back in the basement.
How we doing, High and Inside?
Pleasure to have you, sir. I love how you showed up with a cabinet for me.
Yes, absolutely.
And installed it.
And installed it. Before the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Before Dan got here.
Yes. Yeah, Dan, there's a new cabinet upstairs. Chico Bonita is happy.
Yeah.
What you gonna put in that cabinet?
Spices.
Oh, nice.
And all my stuff to make edibles. So Jello and honey, and well, I don't want to give all the ingredients out.
Are you going to get yourself a nice rack for that cabinet?
Do the kids here ever wonder why there's never any Jello in the fridge?
Because there's all kinds of Jello in the cabinets. Yeah,
where's all this Jello go?
Yeah, like boy, you sure do have a lot of honey on stock.
Kyle, to explain to when they moved in, there's never room for Jello around here.
Both of you guys are Gaston guys. Do you remember where Nunzio lived?
Yes, just like what?
My backyard.
Backyard, yeah. Yeah.
So on that street, across the street from him, there was a place that had honey. And it was like in a breezeway. You could just walk in. You had to give $2 to a little donation.
I remember that now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As a kid, my mom would just be like, hey, I need you to go get some honey and give me $2. And I'd run over there. One day I came back with like the big jar and she's like, oh no, here's $5 more. Go give him that. That's $7. And I was like, I don't fucking know. I'm 6. You got me running through people's backyards, walking into random houses.
Tripping over dad's plants. Yeah. What the fuck? Right.
Getting lost for days.
Came back all sticky.
Did they keep these in their house?
No.
They just have, where are they getting this honey from?
I have no idea, but they had bottles and bottles and bottles.
Be a little weird if that, if I don't see any bees and there's just bottles of honey everywhere, I'd be a little bit lenient of that honey. Just saying.
The husband.
It's pus. It's not even honey.
The husband's just got fucking Band-Aids and calamine lotion all over his body. He just digs it out of nests by hand.
No, but that one dude's super swollen all the time.
Should have bought stock in fucking Benadryl. Jesus.
I happened to see a little Facebook post or some social media post recently. Did your son just throw a no-hitter?
Yeah, second one.
This year?
No, actually, career. I guess if you go technically, yeah, it is within a year.
Calendar year,
yeah.
2 no-hitters. Is he a freshman or sophomore?
He's a freshman. He's a freshman playing JV right now.
Hananiga?
Yeah, Hananiga.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
No, it was against Belvedere, which...
No, fuck that, dude. A no-hitter's a goddamn
It is, because
honestly, I've coached in that conference, mm-hmm. and Belvedere, all they do is fucking bunt. So anytime we know we're playing, if you play Belvedere South,
North is different. They actually have athletes in that school. But yeah, whenever, for years, even when I was in high school, that's what they were known for, dude. They would bunt 20 times a game.
No shit.
So anytime I'd get ready to play Belvedere, that's all we ever did was bunt coverages, and that was it. Because if they go like an inning without getting a hit, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. So actually, it's probably a really good no-hitter, because I guarantee there's coaches there that still live by the bunt.
They may have tried throwing up a bunt, but he just should have. He blew it. I don't know. He kind of blew it by him. Their talent wasn't that great. But he also played Freeport Monday.
The pretzels.
They're pretty decent.
And
if I'm tossing a no-no and not a perfect game, and somebody fucking squares around to try and bunt on me, I'm fucking throwing it right in their fucking face.
Well, I'm just saying they're known for bunting. Sorry. Period. Not just because you're throwing a no-no.
No, I know, but you know, there's etiquette about, you know.
Hananiga just won last night on bunting. Like, it was basically four straight bunts, because they were when we left Freeport, we ended up smoking their ass 19-0. It was 11-0 after the first inning. That one went down to a no-hitter until the very last out. If the pitcher would have just kept his leg right where it was and the ball hit off of it, because it wasn't, I mean, it was hit, but it wasn't.
Little squeaker through the middle.
So if he keeps his leg where it was, squeaker right through the middle, it probably bounces off and we make the play and get the out, you know, and he throws his no-hitter. Nope, one hitter. Very next play, out.
So I'm guessing the JV squad at Hananiga is pretty fucking good.
That would be any team, I would guess, at Hananiga's.
Yeah, they're gonna.
I mean, two games with one hit.
Well, did they go to state last year, Hananiga? I think they went to state for baseball.
They made it to sectionals.
So they were close,
I believe. Yeah,
Hananiga's usually. Oh, I mean, they got 3,000 kids in that school almost. Yeah.
They're a good squad. They got a lot of, you know, come ups, but the freshmen, they're pretty good. So they're Hananiga is just kind of solid.
Oh, they've
just
for
around
years
as for baseball, as far as that goes.
I think that's almost every. I mean, if he were to get into any sport there, they're probably like well talented at every single sport.
No, he's in bowling, and we went to state. Yeah. Right, you know, he started varsity for bowling, went to state.
They won the conference for wrestling again. Their football team went down state, went to the second or third round.
So I was sitting down in the AD's office. And, you know, they have the conference champion or whatever for, like, the most wins at everything else. We've had it since 2012.
Yeah, the overall.
Hananiga's had it since, like, 2012 or something like that. It's
that's what happens when you're good at everything.
Hell yeah.
I would say what they lack on, they're probably their worst sports, just throwing it out there, would probably be guys tennis.
So you're really digging
and that's
here.
About it. I think maybe their track team.
I was thinking maybe the track team, because they got to compete with Rockford. Rockford does have some stud.
Rockford East right now has got like a top five 4x100 relay team. That's because they got the fastest kid in the state on their team.
That'll help.
Yeah, usually he just became the all-time leader in rushing yards this year. Javius Clayton or something like that. I can't really.
I wouldn't expect you to pronounce anybody's name.
No, correctly. I just can't remember the way it's spelled,
including your own.
Did you say Javavius?
Javasius or something like that. It's really weird.
I bet you he'll say it different every single time.
I will. I'll even
Jeff.
Look it up.
The kid's name's probably
Jeff.
It's not Jeff.
Lester.
Tell you right now, he goes east. His name ain't fucking Jeff. If his name's Jeff, a coach started calling him Jeff because he couldn't pronounce his regular fucking name.
That'd be you.
I get good at names once I'm around him.
Coach Wolf just strictly by initials. Speaking of coaching, you got roped into coaching the bowling team, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's because you got 13 fucking 300s or however many you said.
Boom. Yeah. Told you. It's weird. JVS Caitlin.
It says James.
No, up there.
Oh.
Not the guy who posted it.
James must be his father.
I'm pretty sure I could have got James.
I don't know. So, yeah, how'd your bowling team do?
We ended up taking 7th in state. It's either 7th or 9th. You know, long day.
Can't remember.
It was 7th or 9th. But we did have our national champion, Charlie. He ended up winning the state championship this year for the individual.
Hell yeah.
So that was pretty awesome. It was amazing sitting back watching it and just getting into it because, I mean, I'm not a quiet guy as is.
Right.
So, I mean, all three coaches were just losing our shit. Everyone.
Do you drink?
Can't.
Damn, that's stupid.
Can't. Can't. Nope.
But you live in Illinois, so you could sneak an edible or some shit and just come in all geeked up.
No.
Remember me talking about bunting? Well, it's etiquette. You know what I mean? It's a thing. You don't. High school coaching. You don't get high while you're doing it.
You didn't get high when you coached?
No, not one time ever.
Seriously?
Nope. Yeah.
Same.
Wow.
Same. I got too much. Too many kids and too much shit to pay attention to.
Maybe that's why I've only been asked to coach Cub Scout softball.
All it takes is for one parent to go up and, like, then go into either your athletic director or a different coach and go, hey, did you know so-and-so smells like alcohol? And you lose your job.
Okay, now that's a different story there. And alcohol with, you know, this is not school. Not school, because, you know, can't do that.
After curricular.
Schools.
But the, like, our travel teams. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's 100%er.
That's a guarantee. You're on your dime there.
Yeah.
You're not on somebody else's.
I'm paying to drink.
I'm going to need you to move two boards over, okay?
If you have to buy the hotel, then yeah, I'm fucking drinking.
Start being left-handed because your right hand sucks.
If the school's buying, then you can't drink.
Where's your mom?
Saturday was a big day.
I don't remember Saturday much.
No. Did you celebrate 420?
For the first time ever.
Attaboy.
I was like, that reminds me. That's I couldn't remember cool. What the hell really did you even say when I
didn't have much else to do, though, either.
When I wished you guys happy 420, I couldn't remember Wolfie's response.
Oh, I don't know if I did respond.
Oh, you did. Fleece it out.
Oh, yeah. It's from, from The Office.
Okay, all right.
It's the words that Daryl teaches Michael Scott, like hippity hoppity.
Yeah.
Fleece it out. Obviously, I was watching The Office.
Okay. And high as shit.
The roommate went to the Happy Cannabis Company on Saturday afternoon and spent $36 on an eighth and got a free eighth.
Yeah. Really?
Of Tiramisu Teeth was the name of it.
Tiramisu?
Tiramisu, is that how you say it?
Dessert?
Yeah.
Italian
I don't
dessert?
Fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't eat that shit.
Okay.
I got a bad pancreas.
Tiramisu tea?
Yeah, so we got all fucked up and stoned and we're riding around and trying to figure out where we're going to eat and shit. And the roommate decides, she's like, well, we haven't been to Madison for a while. Let's go to Madison. So the two places we're going to try there, they're renovating La Bamba's Burritos as Big as Your Head, which I should have looked. So that's all the way on the west side. So then we're going to go to another place, like more on the east side, which was also not open currently. And then we decided that we were going to just go check out like a couple of different, and we were by Portillo's in Madison. So of all places, you know, we go to Portillo's.
There's
which is
one pretty close to your house.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, very close.
I'm disappointed in that. You mentioned a place to eat in Madison. It begins with a P, and it's not Parthenon's?
Mm-mm. I've never been.
I'm not a Euro guy, man.
Oh,
no thanks. I don't like cucumber.
No, just get that
unless
shit off there and put cheese
in the form of a pickle.
Cheese on a Euro?
Yeah, why not?
No, I don't know.
That's like sacrilege, dude.
I love fucking Euros.
I feel like they smash plates in the fucking back when you do that.
I had a Euro on Friday night. I went to Dog World, got me a Euro and an Italian beef.
See, that I'm going to have to hit up Dog World on the way home one night because I refuse. I don't like driving on the other side of town anymore, so I can't go to Uncle Dick's.
Right, I gotcha.
And I can't go to the one close to my house because that one's bullshit. That's not, there's no Greece. There's no men from Greece.
Oh, I have a question, dude. So you'll.
Tom and Jerry's?
No Greeks. No, not Tom and Jerry's because they do the
thick. I thought that's who you're talking about.
No, we got Uncle Nick's in Rockford.
Yeah.
You'll Uber Eats a dilly bar from fucking Dairy Queen to your house, but
dude,
you won't
fucking
get.
Do you know how
much
a delivery fee is from the other side of Rockford?
I figured it's expensive no matter what you do. Jess had when she got those cookies the one night, it was like $18 for fucking three or four cookies or whatever it was, and then a $12 delivery fee.
$30 for three cookies.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And she has the beaties. Right. So she couldn't genuinely enjoy it. She could take a bite and chew, swallow, and then look at her fucking meter. It's like watching your gas gauge fill up.
She texted me about dirty dough, and I was like, I don't know if I should be giving you this kind of information.
She came in like a crackhead, dude, like Smith, like, no, Mr. Burns. She's like,
excellent. My Saturday was a pretty dope. I smoked so much weed. I mean, I wrote it down.
You know, this is what Dave Chappelle calls white people shit, right?
No, this is what you call a journal.
I started the morning with a joint of blackberry. And then I had to do a little bit of running. Got home, smoked a blunt of glue sniffer. A little bit later, smoked a joint of runts. Then I had a joint of strawberry Gary because I had to try it for today. Then somebody showed up after their long vacation in Denver. And the bitch brought me some shit. Then we smoked a blunt of chocolope with moon rocks in it. So after that initial head rush wore off, then we smoked a joint of punch breath. Then we smoked a joint of blammo. Yeah.
Stop it.
Then I got crazy, and I put some Sunday Driver sugar wax mixed in with a joint of punch breath, and that thing knocked my socks off. I might have been a little too high.
What a pussy. This guy's eight joints deep. A pussy.
We ended the night with a joint of chocolope mixed with garlic lemon sugar wax. And Chica Bonita slept for 11 and a half hours.
Nice.
I mean, it's obvious she was tired from traveling, not smoking a pound of marijuana.
I probably put down a minimum of 1,200 milligrams of edibles this weekend. Damn. I really fucked it up this weekend, dude. I went in with a plan, and I won.
If you ain't first, you last.
I even smoked a joint. I even smoked a joint Saturday night.
By yourself?
Yeah. Or
with your parents?
By myself.
The whole thing?
Yeah, and then I regretted it because I woke up the next morning and my whole room smelled like weed. I mean, absolutely everything.
Oh, you smoked in your room?
Well, I was watching fucking YouTube, man. Oh. I wasn't going to get up and walk outside. It was cold as fuck Saturday.
Yeah, windy.
Yeah, Saturday night, dude, was like 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was going outside. I was just smoking in my room.
Yeah, after we went to Portillo's, we went downtown Madison to a place called Up North. It's a really old bar down there.
I feel like you said every direction possible.
Right? Yeah, downtown Madison, Up North. Yeah. We're on the east side. We're on the west side. I'm on the east side. I'm on the west side.
Bank.
I'm on the east bank. I'm on the west bank. But we walked in, and there were 17 billion people in there, and it was just kind of funny because it was a 420 party. Mm. They had like a bluegrass band playing at the time.
That's your shit.
It was, but it was way too many people for me. But they had a table full, you know, at the dispensaries, like they, you know, you get stickers and shit. Mm-hmm. And you know how my roommate is about stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they had stickers all over this table, and she's like, "There's nobody manning the table," and we only had one drink in there, and she's like, doing the how does every black joke start? She's looking over her shoulder between every.
You guys have lived in Rockford for too long.
Between every sticker that she's taking, she's like looking like, and there's cameras. You know what I mean? She's all like trying to be all sly about taking these free stickers, and I just laughed. It was amazing. So we had one drink and left. Then.
Damn.
Saturday I did get high and go to Sam's with my mom.
Nice.
That was fucking awesome.
Did she buy you everything you wanted?
No, but she lost me a few times. I definitely wandered off a couple of times. She had to come find me.
Paging Tyler Wolf.
I needed
Tyler Wolf
deodorant and shampoo, so I was like, fuck it, I'll go get 8 months worth at Sam's.
TJ Mama's looking for ya.
No, man, she doesn't do that. She'll just leave me there. We don't live that far.
It's like a quick trip.
Yeah, we're like 3 blocks to it, huh? From Sam's. So just make me walk home.
I woke up on Sunday and said, well, it's still 420 weekend, right? Yeah,
that's why I went right to the dispensary.
I smoked an infused joint from Jupiter Joints, and the strain was called Venus Envy.
I'm more of a fan of Uranus Joints. I always have Venus Envy, though.
Start to like those in the clink?
Get what you get. Oh.
Trevor, did you celebrate 420 at all?
Cero.
No.
Don't worry, dude. I took care of it for both of us. Because fucking Sunday, I went right back at it.
Yeah.
What sucks, though, is the dispensary doesn't open till 11 on Sunday, so I had to wait till 11 o'clock.
Damn.
I mean, I could have took edibles that I already had, but I didn't want to get lost at the dispensary.
I can't believe that people didn't make a bigger deal about the fact that it was the palindrome 420.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like the...
Probably because you're like the only one that knew.
No, I got a couple of messages from random people that don't even smoke weed. And they were like, this blow your mind. And I was like, wow, I'm so high, I don't even know what's going on.
Why, because it's 420 on 2024 or something?
Are you 42 right now?
No.
I am.
Yeah. Right? I am. Jackie Robinson.
81.
Yeah.
You're 420 for close to zero more months.
I got like a couple weeks left in me. And then I'll be 43.
Dude, see? I mean, Jesus Christ. You can't write this stuff. My God, you're destined to be a stoner, dude.
And I was born the day Bob Marley died.
And Dave is your dad.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I think I'll lean more towards the Dave than the Bob Marley thing. Because that means Bob Marley stop smoking weed on that day. Duh. So yeah. He was no longer a pothead. You can't attribute that to why you're a pothead.
I picked it up. I just got the same vibes. Out with an old, in with a new.
The apple doesn't fall far, you know?
But
Dave doesn't believe apples grow on trees, all right? We're not getting into that conspiracy theory.
I do have one announcement. We got hired to do another fucking radio commercial. I actually got paid yesterday for the other ones.
We haven't even done it yet. Oh, for the other ones. I was like, wait a second.
For the ones I did 6 months ago.
How was that pizza?
He didn't bring a pizza.
That's garbage.
Yeah. He also didn't bring me as much money as I was hoping.
So you got a good old $20 for that, huh?
Oh, no.
No, worse?
Yep, $10 and a hand job.
A cousinly hand job, too. That's the worst ones.
I made his wife do it.
Oh, I mean, that's still really weird.
I got a couple of weeks to come up with it, and the only notes that he gave me, I'd like it to have a summertime vibe, and, you know, kind of urban. And I was like, you want hip-hop? He's like, yeah, that's a better word.
Do you know any black people?
I'd like it really to cater to black people. If you can do it for me, please, thanks. Hey, everybody, okay? I don't want to say it. I don't want you guys to say it, but, you know, they like pizza, too. We got deals.
Trevor, I'm assuming you don't listen to the radio.
No, not too much.
I heard it on the radio with somebody in the car, and we got highly criticized.
Yeah. I give you what you asked for. He wanted
Sal Gray's Appliance penis sale.
Exactly. He said he wanted something catchy, kind of corny. Nailed it. That's what you asked for. I got it. And you know how many people that shit gets stuck in your head? Primetime pizza. I still can't even say primetime pizza like a normal human every time now. Primetime pizza.
I can say it like a normal person.
Where you live in Rockford?
The one I always get is the Cars for Kids on 670 The Score. It's just like the Al Grace Appliance
commercial. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
That's the commercial about why I really don't listen to the radio.
It's on all the time, and I listen to 670 The Score all morning.
What is it? Empire Carpet?
Empire Carpet?
Come on, dude. It's like...
I don't know the number, like, but he goes, Empire!
Empire. How are you from Illinois and not know the Empire Carpet commercial?
I don't know. I don't listen to the stations you listen to.
Oh, no, this is TV and...
I haven't seen a commercial on TV in like a long fucking years, probably.
They've been on since I was alive.
No, I don't remember.
Aren't
no
you
Empire.
Fucking fancy?
No, I just hate fucking. Even when I only had cable, I would change the fucking channel.
You know about Al Gray's appliance and his penis sale, but you don't
it's
know
on the radio.
About fucking. So is the other one. You said that.
He's so mad at you.
I'm sorry. I'm not from Joliet. I don't know the Empire Carpet commercial.
Damn. Biting kneecaps out here, huh?
Hitting them at the roots again. So what's the Dave of the week then? Because I swear to God, it's been like every episode, at least for 15, 20 episodes. Oh, yeah. There's like there's a Dave of the week, guaranteed.
Yeah. I was trying to fix a door last week.
So I told you, my cousin came over to...
Dude, Haas got so excited that there's a Dave commercial out there right now.
Dave's edible underwear. Coming Emporium. To a place near you.
Coming to a sex shop near you.
It's all right. So the commercial starts with, all right, Dave Jensen, edible underwear. Take one.
Oh, geez.
Did you guys know where take one comes from?
These people are...
Well, let me tell you.
They're never going to find out the address of this place. He's got commercials on cable access only.
Dave brings his own camera. He's got a VHS fucking camcorder with a tripod.
I got it, fellas. I know my best angles.
My son's good at editing.
You gotta make sure you get this mullet in there.
Cartoons. You're looking for someone to do cartoons, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but the first thing that popped in my head was this, like, you know, because new t-shirts, whatever, high on the side or whatever. You gotta have, like, Dave in there on the cartoon. Like riding a surfboard or something with his edible underwear.
So remember the t-shirts of like sports stars in the fucking 80s, like the big head with the small bodies and shit like that. It's got to be Dave with fucking jean shorts, fucking the socks, you know, like the grass stained fucking shit with the weed plants and a fucking mullet.
You know how like in Billy Madison where he gets out and he sits on the front of his car?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of car does your dad have?
Dave did it on the short minivan. Fucking
the Astro van hood. Yeah,
we could make so many Dave t-shirts.
We definitely should just make an animated show about my dad and the Velcro kit.
Dude, it'd be a half hour, 15 minutes for each. Because you can't put them together.
You're a fan of Marvel, dude, and you're not willing to whore two characters together?
Come on, man. Right away. You can't just throw them together right away.
So look, it's one show, it's a half an hour, but the first 15 is all about the Velcro kid. The second, at some point in the series, they meet.
Yeah, see? There's gotta be a story, Haas. You can't just throw them together like the Fairly Odd Couple or whatever.
The Fairly Odd Couple?
I think that was a Nickelodeon show or something.
So anyway... Pops comes over, and he pulls up in the driveway. He's like, I need your compressor. I got to change one of these valve stems in my tire.
He could have got one from Haas, had an air pig for free.
Yep.
Or he could just come to his son's house and use his for free.
Say, could have had one at the house, Dave.
So, he also said that he has a compressor in his car. It came with the vehicle. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing everything here for?
I can't imagine Dave getting out of my neighborhood today if he came down to pick up that air compressor.
He'd never leave. He'd be there forever.
He'd be living in your shed, dude.
He'd fill your shed back up with so much shit.
He's knocking on every door. This free? Where'd you get it?
No, he's just waiting for people to come outside. That's it.
Standing out there like...
I got the cool, like, digital gun. So you can plug it into your tire, and it gives you a readout and everything. I look over at Pops. He's got his personal fucking...
Made it into a bowl.
What's this thing called?
The air gauge?
Yeah, like a tire pressure
gauge. Pops grabs his tire pressure gauge. Then he takes mine and puts it on there. Then he takes it off. He puts his on. He lets a little air out, puts it on there, puts mine back on. I watch him do this like 6-7 times, and I'll go, hey, you know, mine's digital. I just want to calibrate both of them.
I swear to God, that's what I was just calibrating them.
You can't calibrate the first one. Dave, yours is uncalibratable. It's just a stick inside of a tube.
So then, then you get a reference, though. You get an idea.
I know. I got the same one in my car.
So then my cousin and his wife and kid pull up, and they start walking up. Now, Pops is not, like, related to them. You know what I'm saying? That's my mom's side of the family.
He don't care.
He does not.
Yeah, no.
He's like, Cousin Michael. Go, oh, this must be your son. Let me guess. And then he thinks about it for a while, and then he says his name. And everybody's like, yeah. He's only got one son.
He's 17.
And so then Michael, he said something about he's having vehicle trouble and yada yada. And I was like, well, which ride did you take here today? And he's like, oh, you know, my truck, blah, blah, blah. And my dad's like, oh, the ivory truck. He's like, what? No, it's white. And he goes, no, it's sitting out in the driveway. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's like, bro, what, probably like early 90s? Dude, this truck is like a 2020 Dodge Ram, big as fuck, white as hell.
And he says it's ivory.
He had to walk out and look at it with Michael.
He pulls a thing of those Sherwin-Williams paint swabs out of his pocket, like the whole ring of them. He's like, all right, let me show you.
Looks like we were both wrong. Sake shell.
10 minutes later, Michael's wife looks at me and is like, is he still out there with your dad? And I was like, oh, my God. I said, Pops, let him go. I got to talk to him about some business. And then my dad's like, oh, okay, no problem. You see Michael start walking. Pops following right behind him, nonstop talking. He walks in the house. Me and Michael start going downstairs. Pops coming down. I was like, aren't you doing so? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
His tire's flat again. He's got to start all over.
Dave.
You look outside, he's blowing into his tire gauge trying to get the thing to come out.
and then blowing into the manual one.
to
calibrate his lungs.
It's like the dudes that run when they see a speed trap sign, like he's Pops taking off. 16.
Do you think Dave can get her up to 16 miles per hour?
Not a chance in hell.
That's clipping along, dude.
I don't even know if he's driven his car 16 miles an hour.
On the highway, he doesn't drive 16.
The speedometer only goes up to 12. What the fuck do you want from him?
That's because he taped over the rest.
Rocket boosted wheelchair.
He's just got a piece of duct tape with his own numbers.
This is what I got it set at.
It's got animals listed and how fast they run on average.
Every now and then he pulls the tape up to be like, yep, just calibrating it. Hey, Trevor, you know that trans people, they just aren't really what they used to be.
No?
Yeah, 95%.
Chica Bonita got out the shower yesterday and she came downstairs and was like, hey, check it out. I shaved down there. You know what that means? Yeah, the goddamn drain's clogged again.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, you have crabs. It's the only true way to get rid of them. Shave it all off. How many Jews can you fit in a car?
I don't know.
Two in the front seat, three in the back, and 4,000 in the ashtray.
Yep. That's...
Thanks, Norm.
Wow.
That's a Norm McDonald joke and a half.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Actually, like, sitting there, like, about 2 seconds later, I finally caught it. I was like, all right, got it.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't read the room well there, apparently. Thought we were all ready for an old Jew joke there. Damn it.
How we haven't gotten canceled yet, both my fucking mind.
Dude, the other day I went to McDonald's. I wasn't really that hungry, so I got a kid's meal. Their mother was not happy.
So you just took it? You didn't buy one?
Yeah, I just said I had a kid's meal.
Oh, boy. You guys are horrible.
Wolfie, what do you call people that sleep in their socks?
Fucking crazy weirdos.
Very small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went literal with it.
Yeah, but you said socks. You should have just said sock.
I mean, they got two, so you got options. You don't want to sleep in the same bed every night.
Hopefully you're not doubling them socks up. You're going to be quite warm.
So a guy went to the pharmacist and asked what birth control that he would recommend for his 11-year-old daughter. And the pharmacist said, your 11-year-old daughter's sexually active? She said, no, she just lays there like her mom.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that one's rough.
I heard an interesting saying the other day. A comedian was like, hey, man, you're a stepdad? Dude's like, yeah. He goes, oh, so you're a fan of socks. He was like, what? Socks? He goes, yeah, some other cunt's kids. I was watching that with Chica Bonita, and she didn't really laugh, but I did.
Did you say, oh, sorry, that's not funny.
I was only laughing because he was laughing. Did you, I don't know if between all the friends we have, did you not see the catch Austin made?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Holy fucking shit, dude.
I actually watched SportsCenter that night to see if he made it again, because he's been on SportsCenter twice. Yeah, he's been on there once.
Well, that last catch was better than this one, but this was
recently? Austin.
Yeah.
At the
Florida Classic, yeah, the Hall of Fame Classic, so it's like the second tournament of the year. So they were on the big field, and he was running straight right center, and just turned, saw the ball, jumped.
Yeah, he jumped.
Snagged it. Ran into the fence.
He jumps a foot later. And he's through the fence.
Yeah. It was through it. Austin, we know you listened to the show, dude. That was one hell of a fucking catch.
Fuck yeah.
I need to
see it. I'll show Austin. I'll show you before I leave, dude. It's sick. It's really good.
Yeah, it was good. Very good. Wolfie, hit him with it.
Yo, D, what you smoking on?
Hey, I'm going to tell you. Hey, everybody, welcome to tonight's edition of High and Inside, where we're going to get high while inside. This one's a little long, bear with me. Here's a PSA for you young men. Short, white, see-through shorts that look like Fanatics made them, and damn near knee-high socks, well, not to sell it short, but that's fucking gay. The only time this was acceptable was playing softball from 1971 to 1988, and that's it. My pops had the late game at the King of Diamonds, so needless to say, he was 8 or 9 old mill deep and feeling pretty good. My dad never left for softball without a cooler and his pouch of Red Man. He and everybody else on the team sported short pinstripe ball shorts accompanied by a porn stash and white McGregor cleats.
Nice.
If a fellow was looking for the ladies, then triple-banded calf-high wigwam socks were also included in the ensemble. Bottom of the fifth, ball was hit back in the hole. My dad slid to his backhand, fielded it, popped up, and threw the guy out at first. Third out. As he was running out off the field, he had a disgusted look on his face. He swallowed his chew. Back in the dugout while vomiting, somebody pointed out all the way up his leg was bleeding from his knee to his hip. He had one hell of a strawberry, Gary. Maybe rethink those short shorts, kids. Strawberry Gary will be our first strain tonight. Strawberry Gary is a 70-30 hybrid crossing Gary Payton with Red Pop, boasting a THC level from 24% to 34%.
It's a heavy hitter, dude. I don't like it.
Strawberry Gary has a taste.
I'm good, then. I need to make it home.
It has a taste. You guessed it. Guess what?
Strawberry?
Strawberries.
Oh, I thought maybe it tasted like Gary.
Right there.
What's Gary smell like? Balls, sweat, and corn. I don't know.
Balls, sweat, and Budweiser's. Strawberry Gary has a taste, well, you guessed it, strawberries, and a little bit of birth with a powerful diesel finish, creating a room full of smoke. The high starts and stays in your head throughout, making you creative, talkative, and really fucking hungry.
Mm.
So once again, kids, let's dispose of those fucking shorts. Believe it or not, your stepmom doesn't want to see your ball sack.
Yeah, I don't understand the new fetish with the super short shorts. Like the John Stocktons that all these kids be wearing these days.
My boy's one of them.
Trevor, you grew up in the and one era. And so to see your fucking boy wearing booty tight shorts and all that shit, it's gotta be wild.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, I always say, do it always in front of his friends because you got to.
Oh, for sure.
Excuse me, sir, but your balls are showing. All the time.
But you're not lying. I don't get it either. I mean, I've done some pretty weird shit back in my high school days too, but I can't imagine just wearing short shorts all the time.
Well,
I had a hemp necklace and wide whale corduroy pants.
What?
With a bolo tie. What the fuck are you talking about?
You that had was a like, bolo tie?
I think that's what I wore to fucking homecoming.
Wow.
You got ass to homecoming?
No, it's not the Sadie Sorry. Hawkins, dude.
I went to homecoming with the fucking principal's daughter. My sophomore year.
What special ed class was she in?
All of them. All of them. I actually got an award from the city for taking her. They gave me the key to the city and shit, dude. Like,
now, fucking Hossett, go shoot basketballs at the YMCA whenever he wants.
She's the vice president of the United States now.
That's what she tells herself every day.
Isn't it always funny? It was like, it's always a weird VP. Day.
No, you have VD. Sorry.
Whenever it's like a weird name when you're around a bunch of old white dudes, they always say the same shit. They're like, did you take her to prom your senior year?
Oh, did you guys go to your dances?
Yeah.
This is all funny. Of them?
No.
Okay. No.
A lot of them.
I think I went to...
One.
I went to freshman homecoming.
Nope.
I think I went to junior homecoming, and I went to senior prom. But that's just because I had the party afterwards, so I was like, yeah, I guess I'll go to prom.
I think I went to two. The rest of them was like... Now, fuck that. I'm going straight to the party.
Yeah, I think I went to four or five. I can't remember.
I went to two homecomings, no proms. The roommate went to prom. She went to Orfordville's prom and Beloit's prom with the same person. Mm. And we all, well, we don't all know him, Wolfie, but Tom Cook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were talking about it the other day. And I asked her, I was like, did you put out? And she said, no. But he did. Like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, because that sounded pretty fucking creepy. She never said. She never really said.
Yeah, that's weird.
Voice got all deep. But yeah, it's prom stupid. All those things stupid. But it was interesting because we smoked really like two... Hooter-ass joints before we went and picked our dates up. Mm. And it was at the principal's, like the main principal, not like the Mr. Fitzpatrick. It was at his residence in a very nice neighborhood. And I'm sure if they weren't a bunch of squares, they would have known what weed smelled like.
Did you have to borrow a van that had the wheelchair lift with it? Or did
No, we left the car there and used theirs. We had a plan. Like my parents had to sign a waiver for me to drive it and shit. Like, I had to have my cousin piss for me. It's fucking crazy.
Haas has had his Class A CDL since he was 7.
Yeah, last year you were in Vegas, right?
I believe so, yeah.
This
for
week?
Nationals, yeah.
No, for the draft.
No, that was 2 years ago when it was in Vegas.
Where was it last year?
Kansas City.
Mm. Right. Yeah, dummy.
I was mistaken.
Hey, we caught Kyle.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas last year for Adrian's thing. The year before was for Chica Bonita's birthday. All right. Yes.
Jeez, man. Get your memories straight.
I smoke a little bit of marijuana, sir. It tends to affect the long term.
Oh, okay. Now we got excuses.
No, reasons. I understand completely. I'm owning up to it. I'm just giving you the reason.
I get it.
The draft is in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I know, Trevor, that you enjoy this time of year as much as I do.
Yes, absolutely.
But why?
Because, I don't know, I think
your guys' teams draft pretty similar sometimes.
Well, No.
Always
no.
People
his
don't
drafts
want.
Well. Mine drafts like
not the
shit.
First round.
Not the first round. Yeah, you pick criminals. We pick projects.
Jesus Christ.
We've either way, we're both like fat white women. God. You know what I mean? You're gonna take a criminal or a fucking project. What are the other?
Oh man.
You guys should do background checks this year.
Hey, this is gonna be a positive year for them, man.
I think so,
APs.
Too. Also, you finally got a coach.
Yes.
I mean, I'll gladly take Crosby from you guys. That'd be awesome. You guys don't need him.
That ain't happening.
Might as well trade him for some draft picks.
He's the one untouchable on the team.
Yeah.
He's the only untouchable on the team.
Devontae, because of contract, maybe?
No.
Untouchable? No?
Mm-mm.
You think he'll get
no, but he ain't going anywhere, though. His whole family's there now. He's able to see his family all the time. That's more important to him. Like,
oh, I know.
I listen to a lot of Raiders content.
I was just saying because Alan Lazard's not a Jet anymore.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Come back to the pack.
Well, I mean, he's getting paid. Whoever he's playing for, he's going to make $33 million. He's good.
Zach Wilson.
Oh my God!
What the fuck?
Did you see their quarterback group?
Jared Stidham, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, who's the last guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Brian DiNucci.
Oh,
yes.
DiNucci?
It's the DiNucci.
It's Ben? Is it Ben DiNucci?
Maybe it's Ben DiNucci. I don't know.
Is he related to the fucking dude from the Giants?
I don't know, but it's basically the same quarterback room the Bears had from 95 to 2015.
Trash. But
the Bonaduce?
I mean, you got to be feeling optimistic.
Finally, yeah. It's like, I mean, hell, you know my attitude last year towards the team.
Right.
It's like, as long as Josh McDaniels is there, we're fucked.
Yep.
And I said, until they get rid of him, and I said, but linebackers coach, and I don't know why, for some reason, I may have short-term memory, forgot Antonio Pierce's name, and I was like, the linebackers coach, that's who I wanted as the head coach. And then, sure shit, November 1st, baby.
And he's got a mentality that's different. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mindset change.
He said, for the with the whole draft process and free agency and everything, he says, I'm the gatekeeper at this facility. He says, I decide who's going to come, you know, whether we're going to have their attitude or it's going to be gone. So I was like, that's just like, if you watch any of the interviews that he's done, like with Max Crosby, just all the other ones, dude, they're really good ones.
Well, he's intense.
He is.
Former player that was good, Super Bowl champ.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's automatic player coach.
Right.
I mean, players are going to love this guy no matter what. Yeah. I like him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like him for a lot of the same reasons I like the Detroit fucking head coach. Yep. I mean, guys will die for those. You know, I mean, those football players will die on the field for those guys.
Yeah, he's setting a culture, and it's a different one.
I tell you what, if they say the head coach has a good motor, then you got a good guy.
Like a boat motor?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's like a draft thing. You know what I mean? Good motor. He's got a good motor.
That means he's white.
he's Clay Matthews.
He's a hustler.
Yeah.
How many times you hear Chris, whatever the hell his name is, you know, Clay Matthews motor.
Chris Mortensen?
Yeah, no.
Bruce Matthews?
Chris Collinsworth.
Yes, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
See, I have an odd ability to completely put Chris Collinsworth out of my mind until I hear him the following football season.
I saw an old interview with him talking about how he didn't get women until he got rich.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm like, dude, this makes you look terrible. Like, why would you ever do this interview?
Well, they just didn't appreciate a long neck and a good Adam's apple. I had to have money.
My name's Chris Collinsworth. I'm an idiot.
I raised a horse.
I humped a horse twice. That's how I got this long neck.
I did ask all of our listeners to hit that Google lineup to tell us what they want their team to do in the first round.
And they listened.
And there's a lot of them. And we'll get to it during the draft. The first one I saw, however, was 6 full pages long.
Who got hammered and messaged to Googlehide this weekend?
His name's Zach from Madison. And
Zach Kuiper? Is it Mel's cousin?
After the first three or four sentences, and it said, "My girlfriend's so sick of hearing this, so I got time today. You guys are lucky." And then at the bottom it said, "Page one." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And I didn't want to keep reading because I was like, "I'm not. There's a lot more messages I'm going to have to look at."
Guess what, Zach? You're only getting the book notes on this fucking
episode. I'm definitely going to edit his shit down.
Well, I kind of want to know who Zach from Madison
it's
is.
It's Dave and fucking...
No, he's a Bear fan, and it also started off with, so the Bears have pick 1975 and 122. What? And I was like, oh no, I asked for first round. This dude's round five.
Hey, can't get mad. He listens to the show.
Do you know how this happened? You remember when... that Omegle was a thing, and yeah. That Harry Mack was on there, and people just stumble upon him. Some dude was drunk one night and just on scrolling Spotify and was like, well, these guys look like they might be funny.
They want to hear from me right now.
What are you saying about me? It's always like, he's down there talking about my fucking girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm going to go see what he said.
That might have been me.
Okay.
I got a side piece now.
It's a Velcro kid's sister.
Yeah. Did I tell you? Maybe that's
stretchy Sandy.
She's a drooler. She's the right amount of wet.
Her name's Vel No.
She wore them jelly. You guys remember those?
The shoes. Yeah, she just got a new pair out of the trash.
Yeah, one size 9 and one size 13. They're both for the left foot.
That's good because the Beaties took her toes.
She's a terrible dancer.
She is a two-stepping. Sorry.
What were we talking about?
Football, dude. Oh, okay. Sometimes I think these animals be fucking your world.
I forgot as well, though. I mean,
well, so that's the keystones.
No, it was the your roommate coming down. Like,
hey, I thought we were all gonna get fucking.
Who are you talking about?
I thought we were gonna get shivved.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was confused.
Looking for her hands, making sure there's no weapons in them.
I thought she was going to yell at Trevor for, like, not painting the cabinet.
I don't know. The first thing I thought, I was like, don't tell me the damn cabinet fell off the wall. I was like, fuck.
I'm the only one that can't see what's coming. You better yell knife if she has one. Fuck. At least give me time to dive away.
I'm trying to push you on top of her. I'm trying to get out alive.
But, Trevor, since I knew you were going to be here today, I figured you weren't going to hit up the Google line because you can tell everybody yourself what you want the Raiders to do, not just in the first round, but or for the future.
In 30 seconds, go.
Yeah, honestly, dude, I'm really fucking high.
I'm surprised you don't have a notebook over there. With
it's all right. Dude, that was one thing I totally forgot was bring a notebook.
You have all these thoughts go through your mind at work.
Well, yeah, no. And I started jotting them all down. And I'm doing that. And then all of a sudden, I forget it at work. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll do it when I get home. Yeah, that didn't happen. I started, like, had to put my refrigerator back together because that fucked up. Like, God damn it. So, anyways.
Life comes at us fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
What pick do you guys have?
We got 13.
13?
Any chance at all? They want to trade up to get Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah, I know. That's the...
You know the history.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know, I guess I would say like kind of dream scenario.
Okay.
In a way, like I like him. I don't think it's going to happen. He's good, but if we don't get him, I'm not going to be terribly upset.
Because you'd have to give up a lot to go up to
a lot.
It's got to be Washington. I mean, I feel like Washington's set on him already.
But... He don't really want to go there.
And Washington's a weirdo. They brought 5 in at one time.
And then the Patriots are talking about that they're open to trading back. So it's like it's kind of
Minnesota's going up to 3.
I don't say it's
3 or 4.
Well, they say it's Minnesota Raiders going up to 3. I don't think that they're that, you know, he's that kind of talent to really push them over the edge. Like, we need a right tackle to protect his ass, first of all.
I was going
to
say, you got some holes.
Yeah.
And you got a patchwork Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. Dude, I tell you what, I am liking that guy more and more the more I hear him now.
I like him as a person. I think he's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Is he still living in a
fucking van?
In a van. Yeah, he's got...
It's an RV now.
So, Max Crosby has his podcast, The Rush, and Minshew's on there. Dude, that is a fucking funny.
Yeah, he'd be a cool dude to kick it with.
It's an RV now because he got a lift kit on it. It's still the same van. He just got a 2-inch lift kit.
Well, I think that's what 12 mil for a year will do.
He said what they did is they bought a short bus for $100 back in high school. And that was one thing. But then he did end up going to a van that he does take around.
It's awesome.
I was like, this guy is
Uncle Rico, man.
You listen to him. Yeah, he talks about going with Uncle Rico out in Uncle Rico asked him to go out to Los Angeles. He says, man, if you go out to Los Angeles, I've got some crazy friends.
I thought about doing that. You know, Kyle's little side street over here or over there that doesn't really, there's not a no parking sign.
Just wait. Bring your trailer?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a short bus and make it into a.
He's going to do the Uncle Rico. See that Woodman's over there? Bet you I can throw this football over that Woodman's.
No, I know I can't do that. I bet I can throw you to get me some Keystone. Train Walter.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Because you can, like, online order and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sending my dog. Also, throw in a beef jerky stick.
That's more than the Keystone.
If we went up to get Jaden Daniels, that would be, that'd be great. New quarterback, but, like, I'm not sold on him 100%. Bigger holes. I mean, we're not – last 9 weeks after Antonio Pierce took over, we were the number one defense in the league, which is hard to believe. And believe it or not, this was the most outstanding fact I think I've ever heard of the Raiders. Last season, we were the least penalized team in the league.
What?
The least penalized. Wow. Never. It's 29, 30, 31, 32.
Yeah.
Every year, mostly 32.
Damn, that's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. No, Antonio Pierce, he's a different guy to take over this team. So that's going to be sweet.
I have an odd question about Jaden Daniels. You guys remember, like, driving down the interstate and shit and seeing signs for the house on the rock?
Yeah.
You know, where it's the house that, like, why does his elbow look like that in some pictures? Do you see that? Is it Photoshopped? Did you guys see that shit?
Yeah, the burstus.
Dude, it's like...
It's burstus in the elbow is what they call it. And it, like, it'll inflame into a big old packet. That's what Max Crosby had last year.
So, bursitis?
Bursitis, that's it.
So, his bursa sac, like, gets all kittywampus or what? Is it like...
Caddy.
Kitty today.
Kitty swamp ass.
Quitty swamp ass.
He said it's never affected him throwing the ball. He's had it for a while. He said it's never affected him throwing the ball.
He only has to masturbate lefty. He's fine. He lit the Badgers up. I don't fucking know.
I've seen the pictures. It does look weird.
Yeah. It looks like you could roll a joint up on it.
Like, his elbow has a shelf.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a scenario, but I don't think the Raiders are moving up to 2.
Can they?
I don't know.
I mean, draft capital alone. I mean,
they're just draft picks. They ain't hit on them.
Yeah, they get
arrested.
What
the fuck have they done in the first round? I mean, our best guy that we drafted was Josh Jacobs. He's now a Packer.
Yeah.
You know, Colton Miller was what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. I mean, he was a hit for the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, other than that, I mean, we've had Damon Arnett, we've had Cleveland Farrell. Henry Ruggs.
Jail. Gary on Conley.
Gary on Conley.
Jail. And cut.
The Raiders just had a dartboard delivered to their facility 2.5 hours ago.
For a pick?
I think this year's going to be, it's like last year, they actually, all 8 picks that stayed on the team. That's like, you just don't see that often. Someone always gets cut, you know.
And, we cut one of your first round picks last year.
Yeah.
Armstead.
Alex Leatherwood.
Oh, Leatherwood, there you go. Yeah. Leatherwood. Finally, we got rid of that guy. We held on to him for a little Jesus. While.
Talk about stress. See, that's another first-round pick.
Yep, and an Alabama flop at lineman.
That's my favorite kind of turtle, a Leatherwood.
But at 13, you're in a weird spot, though.
I think
puberty's just hitting. You know what I mean? That some fucking voice is changing.
That happened for you guys in 13? I'm still waiting.
Why is my stepmom fucking looking at me funny all of a sudden?
She can see your balls. Mm-hmm. Ball.
No, I had balls then. But no stepmom.
That's it. So I want to go probably offensive tackle.
Nice.
I want to go to Fanuatu.
Oh, Oregon State.
Oregon. I think just everything I've heard about him, he's just kind of he's got the mentality to.
And he's climbing. Fit. He's climbing up boards. I see people that got him over Fashano from Penn State.
Yeah. They got Alt. He's going to go first.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. First, so. I think he's a 10, 12 year stud at left tackle for wherever team he goes to.
Yeah. I'd like to go that way.
I feel, not to throw you out there or anything, but I genuinely feel like people that think that drafting an offensive lineman or a tackle or something, you guys are full of yourselves. Really? You guys are
well, here's what I'd do.
No, what would you really do? Who in your perfect scenario?
Terrion Arnold.
You want to tackle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you build from the inside out.
I mean, but you don't anymore. I mean, it's kind of a thing. I understand the whole, I want to being a Packer fan and the way the Packers draft, I get so sick of shit like that. And everybody says that, not just me personally, but I feel like people don't genuinely speak what they feel. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I want a left tackle. As a Packer fan, something serious.
No, I'm fucking clear.
Unbelievable amount.
What I'd actually like to happen, with it would be for us to get Fuatu at 13 and then trade back into the first round and possibly pick up Penix because he'd be a right tackle and then you have someone to protect his blind side.
Nice.
Penix is climbing too, though. A lot of people are starting to like him over certain guys.
Over Nix, for sure.
Well, I don't think Nix is going first round.
I don't think so.
No. I also think he'd be lucky to go second.
He's a hot mess. I feel like Drake May is turning into one as well.
Bo Nix is 24, going to be 25 before the season starts.
And Drake May is 20.
I also think analysts and everybody around draft season overvalues quarterbacks coming out.
100%.
If you think, remember Malik Willis?
Yeah.
He might go in the mid-first round and then...
Out of Liberty?
Yeah, third round, Tennessee takes him. And then last year it was all about Will Levis, and then second round, Tennessee takes him.
Billy Jeans?
Yep.
But now it's nobody wants to miss out on the CJ Stroud.
I understand.
That's what it is now. That's what this year is going to be. Everybody's taking a quarterback because they don't want to miss out on it.
It's always been that way in quarterback-heavy drafts. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like the draft is not that great aside from the quarterback talent, but the quarterback talent still fucking sucks if you ask me. Nobody's really that proven. I mean,
dude, I've been saying it the whole time. I said the guys in the NFL suck.
Anymore, it's like hot bats, dude. You know what I mean? They're hot out of the wrapper, dude. You have quarterbacks playing with NFL-ready wide receivers already, and the teams that are the decent teams, they don't always completely translate. I feel like it's going to be bad again.
I said the whole season how bad quarterback play was throughout the NFL. And I'm not talking about the new guys. I'm talking about everybody. Well, it's just not good.
Well, there was also 12 backups that had to play a couple of third string guys. But even
still, man, when you watch the NFL today, man, nobody takes the ball under center anymore.
No.
I mean, that's annoying to me. You're taking away half of a playbook by not going under center at all. I mean, and then you look at the quarterbacks that do go under center. They're the best ones in the league. The Aaron Rodgerses. The fuck, I'm just like, why are we not trying to emulate the best quarterbacks? There's always talk about he's going to be great, but who's that guy emulating? I want to know who he wants to be. That's why the last week, I've been trying to tell myself not getting excited, but the talk around Caleb Williams
and how he wants to be great. He wants, like, everybody said, like, all this kid wants to be is when his name gets mentioned, he wants to be mentioned as one of the greatest quarterbacks he's ever played. And he's probably going to the wrong team. But that's the kind of guy you want back. That's the kind of guy you want.
Yeah, you always want that confidence.
And honestly, if you want to be one of the greats, you go to the fucking, you go to the organization who's never had a quarterback, and you become a great, one of the greats in a city that's never had it. Now you're looked at as even greater. So
throw for 4,000 yards in a year, and you're the greatest.
Hey, start with 3,000.
Hey, I just want to be relevant for a consistent relevant. I want to cheer for a team that is consistently relevant. I've never had that ability. I had it with the Bulls for like 4 or 5 years with Derrick Rose, and that's it. I've got one championship out of all my teams, you motherfuckers.
I got that same one.
Plus some others.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I cheer for college teams that'll never win a national championship.
Me too.
See, the hype with Penix and Nix and McCarthy even getting all this hype where people McCarthy's going up.
Top five.
I say, I've been hearing.
Mike?
He's going top five.
So Hondo Carpenter's been talking about him for quite a while.
Mike McCarthy's getting traded? So who?
Here's the problem with that, Wolfie. Let's say, for example, that Minnesota trades up with New England. Okay, now the teams that need quarterbacks and shit, like the Broncos and the Raiders, they're not trading with the Chargers. The Chargers ain't going to let somebody fucking move up in division to go get a quarterback.
Wait a minute. The Broncos don't need a quarterback now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they just got Luke Wilson.
So great.
Luke?
Owen. I don't, they got Owen. What are you talking about? It was Owen.
I don't know any of their names.
It was Woodrow.
Woodrow.
Woodrow Wilson.
Whatever. They got that kid who can't throw. He can fuck some moms.
Fuck Chaz.
He can't throw. Not to the guys on his team.
Do you have a second round pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
At 44, I think.
I mean, I think Nix and Penix could easily fall out of the first round and be available. Whoever's got the first pick in the first round, second round, they get phone calls left and right.
Yeah, some shit's been done already by the time that starts.
Yeah. I think you could fucking get Penix in the second round.
Mm-hmm. You might want to take that fifth-year option.
I know. That's the smartest thing Baltimore ever did, was trade back up in the first round to get Lamar Jackson.
And see, that might be the reverse scenario. Mm-hmm. That's what I was talking about. I was going to get at is us trading back up with Baltimore, because Baltimore, why wouldn't you want to, as well as they draft?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, give us some more picks. We're just going to end up really fucking good next year.
Yep. But it also depends on what receivers are there. Because I think they want to go with another receiver pretty badly. And, like, if there's a Keon Coleman or that Xavier or whatever his
name
is.
They didn't bring back Odell.
Keon Coleman. I just saw the comparison of him today.
Yeah.
Guess who the NFL comparison was?
I have no idea.
Braylon Edwards.
Really?
That's not good.
I mean, he was on Cleveland, though.
he had a cup of coffee with the Packers, didn't he?
No.
No, actually, it might have been the Bears.
Hold on.
Braylon Edwards, South Carolina.
Michigan.
Oh, I'm thinking Brian.
Braylon
Edwards. Sure, right. It was Terrell David that went to Michigan. Terrell David.
Braylon Edwards was
Carlos Rogers.
Third pick in the draft by the Cleveland Browns, receiver, Michigan.
Okay.
Don't question my knowledge.
I do all the time.
No, he didn't play for Green Bay, but I feel like I feel like that was a.
Thinking Desmond Howard.
No, I'm not. Desmond Howard was in the 90s.
Charles Woodson. All these Michigan fuckers. But yeah, your hope is that you can come out of the first round with a left tackle and Penix.
That'd be ideal, but I think what's going to happen is Terrion Arnold. Okay. Yeah, I think he's going to end up going to the Raiders. 13. So, like, the last corner. Year. Yeah, corner out of Alabama.
Yeah, he's the other one.
From Kool-Aid.
Yeah, everybody knows Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And then what's the dude from Clemson? The other corner that's going high. Can't remember his name.
This is supposed to be all you. You're a college football guy.
I told you. Corner, Clemson. That's the best you got for me right now.
Virgil Conrad.
Wrong.
He's a projected third-round pick from Bellevue University.
Your QB room would be pretty fucking cool. Minshew is the mentor. Aiden O'Donnell.
Connell.
He kind of looks like Rosie O'Donnell with a mustache.
That's Farva.
Rosie O'Donnell has a mustache.
Yeah, he does look like Farva, don't he? And then Penix in the mix. Because, yeah, you guys got to get a quarterback, bro.
And a sweet OnlyFans page.
So I was listening. They were talking about like stats like with Minshew. You wouldn't actually realize that how good he's actually done. He's had two seasons of starts. He's thrown 59 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence, he's pretty good, right?
No.
58 touchdowns in 3 years. Dude, one less. So it's like, you know.
Gardner Minshew just gets cast aside just because he's not I mean, he's more of a celebrity outside of football than he is.
They just never get a shot. Tyrod Taylor.
Yep. He finally gets a shot, but he's 47.
Russell Wilson.
Whoa.
No. He got his shot.
Day one. Times. He beat out Matt Flynn.
Good for you. Good for you.
That guy got paid.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean,
he got paid by the Packers.
He got paid for one game.
Yep.
Well, yeah. One game. He got paid for one game the next year. Very handsomely, because he got paid by the Packers, he got paid by the Seahawks, the Raiders,
the
Bills, and then back to the Packers in 1 year.
That was dope. He killed it.
Money.
And the Seahawks signed him for, like, it wasn't nothing crazy, but it was like 3 years for 24 mil or some shit, and then they fucking was like, well, we don't need you, we're trading you.
You know what cardinal words to live by, just words to live by. You got to be in like Flynn, man.
Oh, wheels up to Motown. Caleb Williams and Rome. Is it Rome?
Rome Adunze.
Coincidentally, share flight ahead of the draft. Like they're like,
wow.
Well, that's who they. Everybody says the Bears are taking those two. If Adunze's there,
it was BOGO.
I don't.
They had a Groupon, man.
I'm gonna say my bold prediction today. Since you just brought that up, I think the draft is going to go quarterback, 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 receiver, 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 left tackle. That's the first seven. That's what I think is going to fucking happen. That's just my bold prediction.
We'll see. Yeah, nothing's going to happen until Thursday.
I mean, we can get your opinion because we're going to be talking a lot, and the Bears got the first fucking pick.
All right, I already.
So
they don't even get a choice, though. That's the thing. Is like their fans are completely fucked on like an argument right now is because they've just pretty much set it in stone. It's going to be Caleb Williams.
But
that's it.
It has to be.
Yeah.
You're in charge of an organization that's always done the wrong thing. Besides a few years in the 80s. You know, you've always done the wrong thing. You can't not take Caleb Williams. He could be trash, but you cannot not take him.
I feel like this is a broken record.
Yeah.
For Chicago. I'm sorry. I know I always say this shit because we're spoiled as fuck as Packer fans, but it's...
When there was Trubisky, there was more than one option. Right now, I mean, everybody's saying this is... There's only one option here. I mean, he's the clear overall...
How is there one option when they're figuring there's going to be six quarterbacks taken in the first round?
They're saying this guy would have been the number one quarterback last year. He would have been the number one quarterback the year before.
I feel like they always say that shit about the fuck. Oh, he would have been last year, too.
Like the previous guy to him was Trevor Lawrence.
What did USC do, though, as a team, ultimately? I mean, what?
I think they had five losses.
You know, the dude didn't fucking dominate and lead his team to be fucking the most fucking prolific just whatever. I don't know. I just
but none of the quarterbacks
just painted have. His fingernails.
So you have to settle? I mean, me, I'm taking Marvin Harrison with the number one pick and being like, hey, dude, fucking run down the field, catch the fucking ball.
They don't have that option anymore. Yeah.
Got rid of Fields, you don't have that option.
You run down the field with Marvin Harrison Jr., who the fuck's throwing the ball? Because Tyson Bagent can't.
You can still trade away, what, the number nine pick? What do you have?
Yeah.
The number one, number nine? You can still pick up a quarterback at the number nine pick.
Not that I'm some kind of expert or anything, but from what I've seen, there's only two quarterbacks in this draft. And that's Daniels and Williams. That's it. These other guys, they're all going to end up just like all the other ones. The Wilsons that are playing for fucking Denver and the Gardner Minshews who's played for three or four different teams. Mitchell Trubisky who's played for three or four different fucking teams.
Trey Lance who's never played for any of the teams that he's been on.
Yeah, he was a, what, number two pick.
Yeah, to 49ers.
It shows that, I mean, you're surrounded by talent on these good teams which boost your fucking stats and shit where
but it also, doesn't that's always the Jaden translate. Daniels thing. Everybody's saying Jaden Daniels isn't going to pan out because he's not going to have the same three receivers that he's been throwing to this year, next year.
I get that. Also, it depends where you go and what is around you.
I'm sorry, for a rookie quarterback come in, who's been more set up than Caleb Williams?
Nobody.
But I don't just mean receivers. I mean you're coming into a team that is shitty because you are picking where you're picking. Right. You're obviously shitty, so then you have a shitty defense too.
It's not
so
our
then
pick.
But what I'm saying is quarterback wise, you're playing from behind the sticks to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, so no matter what you do, that quarterback you bring in, I don't know. Sorry.
But then there are outliers. Look at Joe Burrow. He took Cincinnati from nothing to, oh, now we got Ja'Marr Chase the next year, and bow.
But he also had T. Higgins there still. A lot of people look past T. Higgins like he's nothing. He is definitely a number one receiver for a lot of teams in the NFL.
They also had the white dude from Wisconsin. Who was the guy from Wisconsin that was fucking... He was a kick returner and shit. I don't remember what his name was.
The Bears have almost redone their whole offensive line.
Alex.
Bring in Keenan fucking Allen. You still have DJ Moore. I mean, they've completely redone everything.
Oh, yeah, and
they just got to have someone to keep them upright.
Yeah, and they had a pretty goddamn good defense at the end of last year, too. If the Raiders were number one, the Bears were number two.
Well, I don't know about... We were top five the last eight games or whatever, but I'm just saying it's
not the game I was at.
I haven't seen a team more set up for a rookie quarterback.
No.
I mean, the closest you can get is probably C.J. Stroud last year. They did a hell of a job surrounding him with weapons, but so the Bears have done exactly the same fucking thing. And they have the nine pick to add more weapons.
But the Texans got a coach.
Yeah.
That... just very similar to Pierce.
Yeah. Hey, man, I don't know. Bears DeMeco love their coach. Ryan. A lot of their fans might not like their coach, but the players love fucking Matt Eberflus, man. They do. I don't know why, but they like him.
The Flus?
But I always say, I mean, defensive coaches are always guys players fucking like. Go through and look at fucking defensive coaches throughout the history of NFL.
Oh, except for Singletary with the 49ers.
Was he really a coach? Was he just a stand-in? He lasted, what, four games? And they're like, this guy's fucking nuts.
Ah, wow. He has winners.
He's got CTE times 40.
Can't win with him.
He just walks around the facility with no pants on.
He hated Vernon Davis.
Well, a lot of people did.
But then fucking... Harbaugh got there and Vernon Davis' career took the fuck off.
See, that's one thing. I think Harbaugh is the jerker offer. Mm. He really gets everything he can out of them guys.
Hmm. Out of them khakis?
What you packing in them khakis? What the hell are you stroking there, dude? That was
a black guy?
Long stroking. Oh, duh.
Jesus. You gotta look this way before those jokes, dude.
How many white dudes do you know that are fucking...
Personally? Or my wife.
What? My God.
She has a type. It's just not me.
She's got a type, and it's type two.
One. She's type one. She's type one.
I'm type two. We're not compatible.
You just find this out, or what? I can control it with my diet. I just need donuts. I have one fun fact. Not fun fact, just a question about what the fuck's going to happen. Yeah. So the Packers and Eagles open in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yep.
To start the season.
On the Friday.
On a Friday.
After the first game on Thursday.
It's going to be like the worst football field ever played on.
So apparently people in Sao Paulo are just fucking diehard Packer fans. Like they're expecting it to be like 80% Packer fans at this game. But the color green is banned from uniforms. The stadium.
Yep.
No, that. Not uniforms. Anything.
Yeah, you can't wear green
enter
at all.
The stadium if so you're wearing green. If you have anything green,
neither team can wear their colors.
What the fuck are they going to do?
Oh, you already know what the Packers are going to do. Them stupid ass blue jerseys with the yellow circle and brown pants.
Yep.
Lord, I hope not.
I hate those fucking uniforms more than anything.
You know what the Eagles are going to be wearing? The same thing.
Those brown pants remind me of a pair of wool hunting pants that I owned as a kid. You know what I mean? Like these itchy fucking...
Just to make them Brazilians feel more like home, you guys are going to play for 3 hours and tie.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're used to down there. And you can only score by kicking field goals. You can't score any touchdowns. Not allowed.
How you pick fucking two teams that wear green and say, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of...
What color is the grass going to be?
Was that banned? Yep. How can there be green grass inside of that state?
No, they're going to play dirt.
Sand.
Same thing they played on the Olympics in 1808.
First they all put on jeans, take their shirts off, play a little volleyball game, and then...
They're not filming another Top Gun.
You don't know that.
What they're going to do is they're going to plant half Kentucky bluegrass, half Northern California sesamilla. The great thing about it is you can play the first half and get stoned out of your bejesus for the second half.
They'll send in the sod father, remember? The one they didn't use for the Super Bowl before this last one, and the field was all shit.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, remember when that guy stepped into quicksand? That was crazy.
We just talked about this last weekend, too. Quicksand again. Somebody else brought up the fact that they thought it was going to be way more relevant
in their life
as an adult.
You see it in almost every action movie.
Well, as a child, if you see sand, you question it before you put your feet in it.
For real.
You know what I mean? Until you're at least fucking 30.
Same
right?
Thing with the Bermuda Triangle.
I mean, have you ever flown over the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
Why not? Do you still believe in it?
Yeah,
or is
just like I believe in quicksand. I don't like to go to the beach without pushing Chica Bonita in front of me. Oh, she made it.
Well, I mean, because if he does get into quicksand, he will die before some of us.
Yeah, bro.
He's got less room to travel.
He's got less room to sink, man. He's going to go down like a fucking dart.
Trevor is a cabinet maker, dude. He doesn't want to hear anything about quicksanding, dude. It's all about the time and love you put into...
Got to go with the grain.
It's the motion of the ocean.
We're at 120.
He's the Corian King, too, bro. Don't forget
I'm aware.
That.
I know this. I know this. I saw him fucking gluing it up while we were... No, the Corian. That's the thick, like, the countertop shit, right?
Yeah. Solid surface. Yeah.
No, you're gluing some laminate on something, and you didn't appreciate it while we were painting the building. I don't know. I was high. Kyle and I were smoking joints the entire time all about that place. He was going to pay me hourly until he realized how many joints we smoked, and then he's like, damn, now I got to pay you by the square foot. Like, sorry, man.
We should have been done on Sunday.
It was fucking the hottest goddamn week of the year.
It's like 113 in the sun.
Brutal.
Mm-hmm. I think I sweated off 12-year-old me. The roommate and I started watching on Netflix. It's called Unlocked. Have you guys watched this shit?
No.
So it's a state prison in Arkansas where the people are on, they're 23-1.
Oh, I know what you're fucking
talking
about.
Yeah, so we started
about.
Watching this shit, dude. It's like Animal Farm to the fullest.
Has anybody died yet?
No. So they're on lockdown for 23 out of 24 hours per day in their cells. And what they do is they told these people, they're like, we're going to open your doors. and you guys have to figure out a way to fucking get along. And this is talking about they took the guards out of the entire thing, and they, like, they wheel out the food, and people have to hand out food and make shit. Dude, it's fucking crazy. We started watching this shit, and it's just weird the transitions that happened throughout this show that we've been watching, where the old dudes kind of organized shit to begin with. And by old dudes, I mean, they're like, he's 42.
Yeah.
That
seasoned vet.
That ninja's old. You know, they're saying that. I said ninja, by the way.
Yeah, we heard you. And we looked at each other weird.
Why? He's stealthy. He's stealthy. He hands out food and you need to know you got it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need your cocktail. Fruit.
But yeah, it's a crazy like show.
Cheeseburger,
man.
Ready.
Oh, you always got to protect the McNuggets. The McNuggets.
But no, it is. It's kind of a fucking crazy show. So if you guys get a chance, watch it.
How many people get shanked?
There was only one guy that was making a shank out of a comb.
How many people were anally raped?
That's more of an HBO.
Yes. Not
HBO. Oz.
So if you want to know how many people got anally raped on that show, you have to go to the Oprah Winfrey channel. And that's so 13.
All right. Trevor, did you say you got to go do something cool today?
Bowling banquet. So I get to go get, you know, fed.
Nice. Nice.
Best part of the year. You're done and you get food.
Is it like a buffet style or you
no,
guys
we've had
meals?
Yeah, well, in a way, buffet, but it's prime rib and chicken usually.
Damn.
So. Well, I'm following him down there.
Wait, any 300s this year?
No, skunked again, man. Boom. I'm bowling shit this year.
You got a lot of shit going on. You got a coach. Any of your kids show up to watch you?
They did this year, yeah. A couple kids did. They came down. They were down there for a little while, and they just watched. But, yeah, there's them bowlers, man. They're always fucking down there. So that's probably why we're, you know, so good. Them in Harlem, you know. Those kids are always bowling, but there's so many kids now that you go to these different little leagues and stuff. Mm-hmm. My son subbed in one last week because he doesn't have time with baseball, so he actually subbed in a league. And I go down there and I see all these kids that I've seen from, you know, Dixon and Freeport, and they're all in this league at Forest Hills on Monday nights. I'm like, holy shit, these kids are traveling just to do a league. Like, I'm not driving 45 minutes to
bowl three games.
Yeah, it's a bowl. No. Well, I think they do three games, and they do six Baker, which is equivalent to about another 1.5 games or so. Baker's like you bowl every third frame.
Oh.
Depending on how many bowlers, like they have three bowlers on a team, so every third frame you
bowl.
That
sounds horrible.
Yeah.
How do you establish a rhythm? It's like having your mom walk in while you're jerking off. And not your stepmom. Like your real mom walking in while you're jerking off.
I feel like you said stepmom like 20 times this episode. You never had a stepmom. I never had a stepmom.
No. Never, not once.
I think that's why I never understood the step family porn category. Like,
yeah, me neither. I thought that was kind of weird.
No, people with step siblings also think it's pretty fucking weird.
Okay.
Probably more than you guys do, honestly.
Jason's stepmom brought the fruit snacks to fucking Cub Scouts. I don't fucking know. She wasn't sucking us off.
Were they Welch's? Those are the best fruit snacks.
No, I think they were Shark Bites. They were definitely Shark Bites.
Black Forest with the juice in there.
You like Shark Bites?
No, that's what they were.
Oh, okay.
You like Shark Bites.
I'm more of a fan of a Gusher.
Gushers are good. More expensive.
Yeah, but you got less. You know what I mean? You got like 5 Gushers per pack, you know, versus a Shark Bite, you got at least 11 of those.
I was at the gas station today, and I saw new beverages. 4 Skittles flavored beverages. I couldn't tell if they were juice or pop or whatever, but I just kept walking.
Juice or what? It's Skittles. What kind of Skittles are these? I can't even tell. Are these juice Skittles? What kind of Skittles are they?
Trevor, I want to thank you again for bringing that cabinet and also being a guest on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're always welcome to come downstairs at your own house.
We'll be here Thursday.
No, you're not. After they leave, sometimes I have alone time down here. You may want to give her 15 minutes. Maybe
3.5 minutes.
Knock on the floor a couple of times to make sure I'm gone, because I use the back patio when I leave. Cut through the woods. Nobody sees me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Williams. See you next Tuesday. Aw, shit. I see him motioning to the bullpen, man. I think our night's over. This has been another episode of High and Inside, where we ended up a little drunk. Good times. What up? Women, weed, and weather. Worldwide whiskey, whatever. We drink beer and smoke the cheddar. Yo, Wisconsin doesn't matter.